This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Being a musician might not be the easiest career to crack, but it can certainly be a worthwhile career. Dominic Brooke Kelsall has made a career out of inspiring musicians to use their talents to have a positive influence on the world. Musicians Making a Difference is really his brainchild. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, how are you, Katrina?
Not too bad. Wow, you're getting married in 10 days?
Getting married in 10 days, yeah. It's very exciting times. And then we've got the big MAD conference, so yeah.
So you're a sucker for punishment, having two big major events within like a month of each other?
Well, we're blessed and we won a wedding and we had to have it before February to be in the magazine. So they all came at once, both the conference and wedding.
Well, we're here to talk about Musicians Making a Difference. So how did that all come about?
Well, Musicians Making a Difference, I started off with a vision, I suppose, through to change lives through music. And we started off running workshops and some events around Western Sydney, and they were really powerful. But I just knew that we needed to do something more, and I felt we turned to camps and a lot more. We ran this music camp called 351, which was stood for 3 days, five elements and one shot. And it really made a massive impact on young people and inspired them to go out and make a change themselves. And I suppose the camp empowered young people to access the music industry, but also inspired young people to create a change in the world through the arts. And so we created the foundation and charity Musicians Making a Difference. And it's been a long journey over about 10 years, and then we finally created the charity in about 2007.
Oh, great. And so this is a full-time job for you now, Dominic?
It's full-time, yeah, it is.
And I guess if you're a musician making a difference, you would probably be wanting to respond to this flood crisis in some way. Have you worked that out yet?
Yeah, look, we're in talks with another organisation up there and looking at partnering with running recording sessions and running programs for the kids in the evacuation centres, and really letting them tell their story and the stuff that they've gone through music, and just get it out. That's it's a really healing and powerful tool, music and songwriting, because it's like journaling. And so we are looking at going up within possibly the next week. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I'm getting married, but there is a team going up, and if people are interested in getting involved, they can get in contact with us.
Yeah, I imagine that could be quite a therapeutic way for kids to deal with what they've been through. Now, I also want to talk to you about your conference, because that's coming up really soon. What's the purpose of that?
Well, the conference, the purpose is to for musicians to be able to access the music industry and meet people like Steve McPherson, people from Island Records, Elusive Records, Blissett SO, Gina Jeffries, Video Hits, and learn what it takes to get a manager, how to get your music out there, how to get funding for your idea in the arts, how to run great workshops, and then also how to get gigs at the major festivals. And so we're running a conference to really at the Seymour Centre on the 25th and 26th of February, and we're just having a leap of faith, and we're bringing in some of the big head honchos of the music industry to really mentor and give the information and inspiration to young artists and to people who want to make a difference with music as well.
And I know that some of these young artists would like to be able to, I guess, show off what they can do. Will there be a chance for the delegates to share their music at the conference?
There will, actually. We've got two open stages at the Seymour Centre. We've got a showcase on one of the nights. We're also putting a CD together of the best delegates, and there's a showcase in front of some of the top people in the music industry, so Island Records and A&R, that they'll be able to share their music with and get some feedback and possibly some networking and see where that goes from there.
Okay, so Dominic, so how can people find out more about your conference that's coming up on February 25th and 26th? What's the website?
Yeah, they can go to MAD Conference, that's with two M's, madconference.com.
Okay.
And they'll get all the information, or they can go to the charity's website, musiciansmakingadifference.com. And all the money from registrations and raised goes to fundraise for the charity to run over 1,000 programs for young people in jails and remote communities and that are homeless on the streets.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about this morning, Dominic. That is Dominic Brooke Kelsall from Musicians Making a Difference, and their conference is being held on February 25th and 26th. You can check it out online.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.